Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
We're on.
Hello, Roger.
Yeah, man, we're on.
We're on. What are we on?
We're on one.
What are we on one? What color pill was it?
Brown.
Oh, yo.
I don't know what kind of pills you're talking about.
Hajmol. Ew, man.
Hajmol tastes good. Smells like gas. Yeah. I ate a Hajmol back in high school in grade 10 in my art class.
Yeah.
It's random.
This kid's like, yo, what the fuck is that smell? Why smell like fart in here? And I'm like, oh, man, it's fucking candy, man. It's just candy.
Man, okay. The hard, I don't know if this is called Hajmol or not, but you know the one that comes in like the packet, like the individual ones, they're fatter than like the ones in like the glass container. Yeah. I like those ones.
It's like a glossy finish.
Yeah, those ones are nice. The ones in the glass container, I'm not, those ones, are, they taste like ass. Bro.
When we used to come home from school in grade 3, I'm not sure if she's going to remember doing this, but my cousin Karen, she was in kindergarten back then. So we would get home from school. As soon as we would get home, she would go into like the, I don't know why our Hajmola was in the linen closet.
Yeah.
She would go to the linen closet, bring out the Hajmola dabi, and give each one of us a Hajmola.
But is Hajmola a candy? That's what it's
like,
possible.
Digestive candy, I guess. Mm. In grade 6, speaking of like smell like shit.
Yeah.
This is more like a taste thing. Okay. In grade 6, I took roti to school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I took amla jar with me.
Oh, nice.
And one day, I gave this kid my class.
Yeah.
The amla jar.
Wait, white kid?
No.
Okay.
Same kid from a previous episode that we talked about where he's like, yo, I'm not scared of getting ninered. I have a cousin with a gun, right?
Yeah.
That kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he also stabbed a kid with a compass.
That kid, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
He loved it.
Oh, right? Really? Wow.
Next week...
Yeah,
I take roti with amla achar again.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, what is that? I'm like, you want to try it? He's like, yeah. Tries it. He's like, yo, what the fuck is this? I'm like, what the fuck? You tried it last week. You liked it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? He's like, fucking embarrassing me now, right?
He switched up, man.
But yeah, don't take Hajmola to like a white school.
You took like roti as your...
In grade 5, I would tell my mom to make one additional roti because of Gina in my class. Wanted to eat it. Andrew. His name was Andrew. Andrew Duong. Okay. Just for him.
Wow.
On certain days.
Yeah.
That I would take roti. I would tell my mom to make one extra one. Because I had to feed Andrew.
That's a real commitment, man.
Yeah.
I've never taken roti.
Yeah.
I don't know what I gave it to him with. Maybe it was roti. I can't remember. But I know I took an extra one for Andrew.
I've taken like rice. But not...
Rice,
that's
just
racist.
Have you taken roti?
No, I've never taken roti.
Even this guy, you have never taken roti.
All you eat is roti.
We used to not to school though. When we were little, I think from like kindergarten to like grade 1, we used to come home for lunch to my like Marcy's house.
Mm.
We'd eat roti there, but like, I never took roti to school.
Ever.
No, I feel like it's too hard to like with sabji, like it's complicated.
I've seen kids bring paratha though.
Yeah, I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
I used to bring paratha.
The only thing
that might be hard is like the day to transport.
Okay, you're not taking a fucking like whole langar to your school.
No, because like
you take a dry sabji or take it with a jar.
Yeah, I was gonna say liquids. I would worry about liquids. No.
Ooh, is that brown? What is that? Is that you eating shit?
No, man, but that's good. You gotta eat roti, man. You can't stop the roti.
What were you taking for lunch at school?
Oh, usually my mom would make like pasta or something.
Where's that roti now then? Huh?
That's dinner time, man. Dinner time roti.
Dinner time roti is overrated.
Really?
Yeah. You're on this workout regimen. You gotta eat right too, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not a guy who commits to a lot of stuff. You know, I look at myself as like a desi person, you know. I'll never put in 100% effort in anything. Okay. Even with school, man, sometimes I just do the assignment, don't even read that shit over. If I got a good grade, I get it. If I don't, I don't give a shit. Who's reading that shit over?
But you still get good grades regardless. Yeah. So that's just, like, easy for you.
It's confidence.
Sounds done.
You should be hollering at the ladies. I don't care if she replies back or not, but I'm sending these nudes.
Like, somebody like me can't write to the chicks in the DMs. It wouldn't work. Maybe with a burner account. Maybe with a burner account, but not a real account. Can't do it that
man,
way.
No, man. You can't. You have to, like, go for it.
You can't do that, though.
Why? Because you're not holding a Victoria's Secret bag in a mall. Just sending a DM.
But I don't think DMs are effective. Like, I don't think that's the way to go.
You'll never know.
Yeah, I'm probably never going to send a DM in my life.
It's not worth it.
Okay.
Hardly.
Yeah, so, like, what's the point?
Man, the only person I've sent DMs to are, like, Drake and Snoop. But, like, that's for different reasons.
That's just because you're a little shit.
But also, like, sending DMs these days, like, it's too cheesy. Because I feel like if I sent a DM and the person replied, I'd probably lose a bit of respect for them. Like, why are you...
That is true. Like, why are you replying? It's so weird. Like, you want somebody's attention and then they reply to you. It's like, why?
Man, you know what the way to go about it is? Emails.
Who's emailing?
Who asking girls for the Snapchat? Ask girls for their emails.
Dear Emily, hope this finds you well.
Nah, don't even type that shit, man.
It was great meeting you the other day. Blah, blah, blah,
just
blah.
Use ChatGPT.
We got ChatGPT now. Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do when she meets you in real life?
Bring cue cards. Memorize your lines.
Just.
Get an earpiece, man.
Just choreograph the entire conversation.
Yeah.
Get an earpiece. Practice.
Who's going to be feeding you lines in the earpiece?
You are.
I'm not. I don't have time for that.
You find like a desi uncle, man. Who knows
the streets. Desi uncles really knew the streets.
Yeah, man, those guys got unexpected risk, man.
Desi uncles?
Yeah. they got that type of risk that gets you locked up.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So do you see yourself going down that path?
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
That's too much, man. I don't think I'm built for the lady scene. You know, I'm just stick to the books and that's it.
Do you intend on getting married eventually?
Well, yeah, societal pressure.
Yeah, but he has like so much time. He doesn't need to stress about that.
He just said he doesn't see himself as like the ladies guy.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, at some point, have you thought about later on settling down with a family?
Yeah, eventually I'll have to. That's when my mom ties into this. She'll find somebody.
Ew. You don't want that. No.
I'll send her on a voyage.
You don't
want
that.
Are you crazy?
If it was somebody else's mom, I would say go for it. But
no.
Don't ask her to be matchmaker.
We'll find a service.
Speaking of sending nudes.
Yes. Yeah.
Just Rain is back.
Wow.
Yeah.
After 5 years?
5 years?
The entire time we've been
doing why I keep thinking 5 years was 2016. 2019.
Even me, man. I look at time like it's 2020. That's what I feel like all the time.
1980 was 44 years ago. But when people say 20 years ago, I think 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. But anyways, so we just watched Just Rain's show that's on Crave. Just two episodes
Late
are
bloomer.
Out. Late Bloomer.
This is not a plug, but it is, I guess.
This is like our loose review.
You gotta represent for the community, man. You gotta...
I don't want to represent because I'm usually like a hater.
Yeah.
Like I want people to do well after I do well.
Right? Yeah, but you're not in...
Hold on. So I wasn't expecting to enjoy his show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I did.
Yeah, I was going to say it was like surprisingly good.
It was surprisingly good. No, I actually had a good time.
It was not a CBC production like I originally
thought.
It was
not a CBC production, thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the heavens above. It was not a CBC production.
It was pretty funny. And I like that it like highlights like themes that are like relatable to like Punjabi kids these days. If we're calling kids.
Good show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
In the end, it touches on like realistic topics. Like,
I'm excited to see more episodes.
There's only two problems. Well, like one and a half problems I see with this show.
One and a half.
First thing is, I feel like it might be too much. Like, it's good that it's representing the community, right? We need more people like that. But like, I don't know. It might be too much of a niche to go mainstream and be like.
But I mean,
really,
even
like,
when he was making his YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
it was very niche.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. not unlike Superwoman, who's catering more to the wider demographic. Yeah.
But I don't.
I meant wide, as in like wide, not white.
Yeah.
But no, she did cater to a more whiter demographic.
WWW, the World Wide Web.
Yes.
No, but I think being niche like works for him.
No, it does.
And there is like there's a large enough like brown population where you can be niche, like it'll work for you, you know?
Yep.
And I would say like from the two episodes we saw, like there isn't other shows like that that touch on Punjabi culture the way this one is.
Well, there's one show, but I've never seen it, but I think it would. What is that? There's that one Punjabi show. I think it's a CBC production. No.
Yeah. It's Omni. Oh. It's Omni. I haven't seen it, but the one where it's based in Abbotsford. That one seems like it would touch on. It's called My Big
Punjabi Family or something.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
There was another one a couple of years ago. It was called A Little Mosque on the Prairie. Oh. That was a CBC production.
Mm.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah. So I'll be interested.
I think Crave, though. Can you get Crave in other countries or is it just a Canadian thing? Because that might be a problem.
I want to say it's in the U.S., but I don't know. I have no idea.
It's good.
I know it's under Bell. I know it's under Bell. So.
Then it might just be Canadian.
Yeah, that's the only
problem. Yeah, actually, yeah, I think so.
But, yeah. I mean, Russell Peters is also producing it, so
yeah,
you could probably sneak it into the U.S. with his ties.
Maybe other platforms will pick it up, too. Like, maybe. Right?
So. We enjoyed it, the three of us.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. Yeah. We laughed. And Bhujendra Ratwal from Desh Pardesh fame.
I think that casting was the perfect.
That was the best casting on the show.
The way he man for a Vision TV guy, I thought his acting might not be there, right? But he delivered his lines.
He's acted in Harpreet Singh's movies.
Okay, yeah.
So you got to give him credit.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, but can we talk about one?
That was a very good casting decision.
Can we talk about the one problem with casting?
Yeah, I got it.
Which is
wait, sorry, we got to get to his half problem.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You said one and a half problems.
Yeah, one and a half. So, like, the first one was it might be a little bit too much of a niche, right?
Yeah.
The second problem I see is that I forgot. I'm blanking.
We'll circle back to you.
Circle back to me.
Yeah. No, I was saying the one issue with the casting is, like, the casting of the mom. Like, her acting is fine, but she's not speaking Punjabi, so it's her just, like... Her acting
is good.
Yeah.
We're not... Like, nothing to do with her acting... So, since we watched it, I gave it some thought. I don't know if her Punjabi is just the fact that the person playing the character has a hard time speaking Punjabi.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's a representation of, I guess, his actual mother, maybe.
Yeah, it could be that.
Just because, based on what he's shared with people in the past, his mom's from Kashmir. Mm-hmm. He got Kashmiri Sikh.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's a representation of the Punjabi they speak. The type of Punjabi they speak up in Kashmir.
Yeah.
That could be it. But if that's not the case,
yeah,
then like...
It's confusing. It's
what happened.
Because it's hard to understand. Like, I actually have to look at the captions.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand what she's saying. Yeah.
I'm just hoping it's an actual representation of
his actual mom. Then it makes sense, right?
But if it's not, then like... You have him speaking proper Punjabi, Bhujendra Ratwal speaking proper Punjabi, and his mom,
yeah.
But I think it's a good, like, I don't think any mainstream show, like, ever has had that much Punjabi or, like, that much representation. Like, the first one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if he took 5 years off, I think he did. That good thing. He actually made something.
That's right. It's good.
He built up to something.
There's two. So far, only two episodes, right?
Yeah, every Friday. So we have competition.
Oh,
might have to adjust our.
What's
day,
Sunny man. Gonna be watching now?
I think he has enough time in his day to listen to our podcast and watch the show, guys.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay, my second problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My half problem, man. Yeah. I don't know if it's just the beginning episodes, but like I feel like. I'm mostly like with the pilot episode, then like the plot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they just had like a random dude just somehow know like call the guy and found where his laptop was. So the only thing is, right? I guess you can get away with that in one episode, but going forward, if they just have random characters like that just solving problems that like make you know, just, like that, like I feel like that might be a problem going down going. future episodes, just having random characters, just, you know.
Yeah, it was a bit like too convenient. Yeah, like it was lacking realisticness. Okay, okay. That the guy just, you know, was like, oh, I know where it is.
Like, for a pilot, I feel like that's fine because you got to introduce characters somehow, right?
Yeah.
But if you keep on doing that going forward in your other next episode, then that might be an issue.
I never thought of that, but yeah, makes sense.
True.
Anything else to add about late bloomer? Did he cut his hair?
Okay, yeah, that's a good topic.
That's a good topic.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
On the backside of his buggly, looked like he had a fade.
Yeah, you can tell he
cut his beard, for sure.
But maybe he just did something to, like, the ends of the hair, because maybe they were sticking out of his bug and he needed, like,
that's normal. That's what you,
that's what a salai is for. A bug.
That's what that thing is for. You just tuck it up in there.
Yeah.
Then I,
so I think
know.
He cut his hair, which is fine. Like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna fuck, but I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
Man, that's the thing I never understood about dudes who keep hair on their head and then trim their beard. Like, where do you draw that line?
Say it again.
Like, dudes who, like, keep their hair on their head, right?
Yeah.
But then trim their beards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you draw the line of what's beard, what's the top of your head? Like, how do you know where to stop? Like, you know?
Well, that's a good question. Like,
yeah, to make it all, like,
blendy, right?
Yeah. So, like, what are you...
Going forward, I think you just get a taper fade here. So it kind of blends in with your beard and you keep the hair at the top.
But I don't get why guys do that. Like, if you're choosing, like, that path to keep your turban and stuff, then why wouldn't you just keep your beard? Like, I feel like it goes hand in hand.
I think it's for the ladies.
Well,
that's what my dad was doing back in the day in India.
Oh yeah.
He had a turban and he cut his beard.
In India?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And then he, okay.
Well, it's here too.
Well,
he doesn't keep his hair anymore. But yeah, that's how he landed my mom.
Wow. I mean, it works. But like, I think another thing the show could have done is, like, you know. At the time of, like, the where the show picks off in, like, the pilot episode, he's not, like, huge, but, like, he's huge in the brown community already, like, well, you can tell on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they maybe should have showed a little bit more of the backstory, a little bit. Like, you know, we know that he says that he dropped out of, like, medical school or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, showed, I mean, it might be hard to cast somebody, because might have to cast somebody a little bit younger to, like, play a younger self, but I feel like a little bit more of the backstory, or maybe if they have flashbacks or something, I think that might help.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe they will.
Another thing I'm going to say, even though I enjoyed it, it still does kind of feel like a CBC production. A little bit.
Yeah, some of the jokes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the jalebi joke, I felt like that was it.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of like me, like, when I carry on with my shit too long, it was kind of like that.
Well, it was just 2 episodes in, so we'll see.
And we saw his ass.
Yeah. Assuming that it is his ass, it could be...
The dimensions and hair matched up, so.
But maybe he cast someone for that ash scene that is similar to his.
But I don't like the hair on the ass,
mm-hmm.
like proportion wise to the hair on the body, it kind of matched up.
So it might be him. Who knows?
Yeah. You think he actually sent notes though, because like it's based on his actual life.
It says it's loosely based, yeah. So it's like. You know, I think just the premise of, like, living at home.
License.
But then I think, I think a lot of it is probably
come up with a story.
Okay.
A plot line.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean it happened.
Like, do you think his mama's son is actually half white? Like,
that may be.
Maybe. Not that way, but some way.
But the guy who plays him, his mama's son,
yeah,
is a Jewish Muslim guy.
Yeah,
Ahmed Weinberg.
Maybe he knows where like the fucking tunnels go.
Well, maybe. He's a fucking contradiction right now.
Yeah, what side does he choose?
Huh?
What side does he choose? Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
All right.
Does he have like an internal self-loathing or something? We're done with Just Rain's show.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Shadow banning. You want to talk about this?
I'll like start it and then you can jump in. So yesterday, actually, first of all, earlier this week, I started editing an episode only to realize that I have been editing an episode that we already posted. I never realized. And then I was like, I took out all the silences and then I left it with Robin, who was going to like just listen to it and then like post it. And then when he's listening to it, that's when he told me, like, we already posted this. So then he had to go, like, do a whole nother episode. So whatever, he did all the editing. And then last night we posted And I think an hour went by and it wasn't live yet on Spotify. So what happens is you post on RSS, yeah, and then typically like within 10 minutes it feeds through to Spotify. And then I have a notification on my phone, right, that the episode's up. And yeah, an hour went by, it still wasn't up. Then we went back and just like double checked, like maybe we forgot to publish it, but it was published, right? It was okay. There on RSS. And then I was like, I thought about it because we named it, the name was a bit racy, so I'll let Robin explain. Yeah.
Yeah, the name was racist. I wouldn't say racy.
It was risque. Like, it was risque. Like, it was like risque. We took a risk with the name of the episode. And, so.
But we put in quotations to, you know, imply that we're not saying it. There's a story behind it. So in the episode that we're talking about, it's that thing we talked about with the Black Sikhs.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah.
And the Punjabi community saying, be a Sikh, just don't be black.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's not what we said. It's just what we're saying, what the community's thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
More so like the older generation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we named the episode, quote, please stop being black. End quote. Right?
Yeah.
So we posted it, right? Also, clickbait.
But I think it probably violated something against like Spotify's like.
No, that violated the entire community guideline.
Probably. So it probably got flagged or something, so it didn't automatically post, right? Hate or something. It probably got flagged.
Like, it's not something that we're saying. It's just, we're just.
Yeah, but they don't have any context, right? Right, without listening to the episode.
Imagine posting that shit in February.
Oh my god. So then I was like, okay, why don't we just change the title and see if that does anything? So we changed the title and immediately it got posted. So it was obviously the title.
Within 10 minutes of us changing the title.
It was on,
quote, please stop being black, end quote, to third world barbers. It gets published.
Yeah. So you can't put stuff like that in the title.
Now we know.
Well, now we know we can be a classist, I guess, right? We can discriminate against the third world and shit, but we just can't discriminate against race.
Not race.
Okay. Yeah.
So what if we did a quote, please stop being poor?
Well, we'll try that on the next one and we'll see.
We'll try on the next one. Okay. Yeah, see if it publishes.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Man, but we could play the freeze card, man.
How?
It'll be like, man, if a white person did the same title with quotes of Joe Rogan posted, that his would get posted.
Yeah.
I think it would get posted.
Exactly.
So we're not at Joe Rogan's level yet. He is Spotify's
golden child.
No, but
we're working up to that.
We're working to be CBC's golden child.
Fuck no.
No, but the other thing is that maybe it would have been posted. I think what happens is
we're too close to February.
No,
it is January.
No, but because of the title, right? It obviously got flagged, yeah. And then I think it goes through some sort of review process, and then if they deem it appropriate, maybe they do post it, right?
But like they're not listening to what we said.
Yeah.
But if it's getting flagged, where is it going? It has to go
some,
through
probably some AI or something.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe. But then I feel like they would have emailed me saying like this violated, blah blah blah. But I got nothing. But that's probably maybe that's because we immediately changed the title, so.
Immediately? It took an hour.
Yeah, but I think if we left as is, maybe I would have got some type of email, like, saying, you can't do this.
Leave our listeners.
Yeah, no, I get that.
That kind of happened to me one time.
People listening right now, Rajveer just told us a story about his youth and inadvertently using a word that was offensive to a certain community. But we've had to cut it out. Okay?
Okay.
For his benefit, he did not know what the word meant. His cousin was getting revenge on him.
I was the victim in this story, man.
He was a victim.
I was the victim.
Right. He lost his Xbox Live account.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it going.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't think I've ever done anything racist.
No, you never do. Fucking all the shit that I had to cut out.
Ugh. All right.
Man, thing about being racist is, though, you're not making fun of the community, right? If I make a joke about black people, I'm not making fun of the black people. I'm making fun of the racist people. I'm mocking them. It's not making fun of the community. If I say something gay, or like something offensive to gay people, right? I'm not something homophobic. I'm not supporting homophobia. I'm mocking the people who are homophobic, making fun of them. So you gotta look at it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Spotify, please, man.
Let us use our title. Quote, please don't be black. See, end quote.
That's not us making fun of black people. We're making fun of the people who are racist.
Yeah, that's not exactly. We're not saying what the thing they think that we're saying.
All right, we got the point. Let's move on.
You got the point. Okay. Yeah. Let's see. What's next on today's agenda?
We have how to introduce yourself.
Yeah, what did you mean by that?
We talked about this before.
If you're famous, do
you introduce?
We already talked about this.
Okay. Right. But the reason I brought it up today is I was watching an interview with the guy who created Ethernet.
The wire?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's a successful guy. And he was saying when he meets people, he always keeps an eye out for people who don't introduce themselves. And he uses that as a measure of that person's character. If they don't, it's basically saying like, oh, I'm too, you know, well known. Like, I don't have to say my name, that kind of shit. But no, whatever.
But I don't think I introduce myself either.
That's just because it's you, man. You just fucking don't talk to people, right?
It's not. You don't. Are you ever in a setting where you need to introduce yourself? Like, not really.
We'll find out. We'll find out in the coming year.
The last setting that you were in, that you needed to be introduced, I did the introductions for you.
Okay. Oh, at the wedding.
At the wedding.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Suppose I didn't. How would you have introduced yourself?
So, like, talking to one of your cousins?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up, man? Nice to have you here. You came from Vancouver. Then I'd wait until him to ask me, like, oh, yo, are you here? Are you, like, you know, like, Bindi's brother? And then I'd be like, yeah, I'm the...
But how would they know that you're Bindi's brother?
They would just assume from my mannerisms.
We look alike. Can't you tell?
Yeah, don't get your face lasered for a while. You look just like him.
Oh, I'm not that hairy. Gosh.
Man, I changed my like Instagram profile, right?
Oh, I saw that.
I saw it too, yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. So she actually took the picture.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I took it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like your manya day. You finished crying and I'm like, yo, take a picture of me.
Oh, man. Are you done?
You need my picture.
I'm waiting here. If I dressed up today, fucking stop crying, take a picture. So selfish. This isn't about you, okay? This goes on my Tinder.
Man, yeah, so I changed my picture, right? Yeah. This friend from like my old school, right? Never talked to the guy in 5 or 6 years, right? Message DMs me out of nowhere, he's like, hey, nice beard, dude.
Okay.
No, I don't think that's good.
No.
Right? I'm like, this genetics, what can I say, man, right?
Yeah.
And he sends me a selfie of himself, right?
Yeah.
Like, yo, right. This is getting gay. I never say anything, right? I'm like, okay, wow, man, you changed a lot too, eh?
Yeah.
He's like, so where are you planning on going in university, man? I'm like, yo, this shit's getting stalkerish, man. I was just like, you know, probably like something nearby, you know, I don't see it too much, right? Like, yeah, same. He's like, good to know, man. Good
He's
to
just
know.
Trying to be your friend.
I don't know, man. Seems like I'm getting a stalker, bro.
You're not getting a stalker.
Did he ask you what major, which university, which dorm room?
No, not that one.
No, so I think he's just trying to be a friend. Yeah.
God, he's a friend, man. And you're thinking he's gay. But I do admit that sending your...
The picture thing was kind of weird.
Unsolicited facial picture?
Selfie. Yeah, that's a bit strange.
Selfie, yes. I don't know why I made it so complicated.
Yeah.
An unsolicited selfie.
Yeah, so what was on...
That's up there with an unsolicited dick pic. Like, you don't want either.
That's
like,
true.
You don't want to get a selfie that you never asked for or, like, a dick pic that you never asked for.
Yeah. That's true.
What?
Depends on the face you're making in the selfie, too.
What?
Depends on what kind of face you're making in the selfie.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sending unsolicited selfies like Desi Uncle Riz.
That's, oh yeah. Sending an unsolicited selfie is Desi Uncle Riz.
If you want to catch charges, man, go down that
path. What?
If you want to catch charges, go down that path.
It starts with a face. I know a guy.
Mm.
You know, Desi guys get extorted like this.
extorted?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
For like sending unsolicited pictures?
No, okay. Yeah. So I know a guy, and he's a little too horny for his own good.
Okay.
Right? And he's a fob.
Okay.
So this should rule out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right. Met somebody on Facebook, and he was talking to her.
Man, honestly, bro, Facebook Marketplace sounds like a place where, like...
Hold on. We'll get back to that. Okay. So, he met somebody on Facebook, and he was talking to her.
Yeah.
Things got a little hot and heavy, and...
Got steamy.
Mm.
And she asked for a dick pic.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Right?
Yeah.
This guy
thinks
he's about to get lucky.
Oh, shit.
He sends a dick pic.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Then the girl's boyfriend jumps in on the call.
Oh, right? Shit.
What the
And says, transfer us this much money or we're going to send your picture to your family and friends.
Oh, damn.
But was his face in it? So, oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, but anyways, man. Facebook Marketplace, just like... Okay, just close your eyes, man.
Okay.
And just think, Facebook Marketplace, what does that sound like?
A bunch of uncles getting together, buying and selling shit.
Facebook Marketplace, what does that sound like?
You're just trying to make it dirty, aren't you?
Go on.
Man, it sounds like a place where, like shit, man. People, like, you know, like, buy chicks.
Oh.
I'm sure it happens.
That's what Facebook Marketplace sounds like.
I mean, it's not Craigslist, but I'm sure it happens.
Probably, yeah.
We need to buy chicks. You mean like human trafficking?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they can. Okay, I think Facebook's a large enough company where I'm sure they have measures in place to prevent human
trafficking. I would hope so, yeah.
But like prostitutional services, I'm pretty sure those go down.
Yeah, those probably.
Yeah.
You saw like a TV one second you're buying a TV, another second you don't know what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I didn't ask for any add-on services, just bought the TV.
Nah, man.
I don't know of any people who have like grown up in Canada who actually use Facebook Marketplace. It's mostly people from other countries who I've come across using that service.
Yeah.
I think Sim may have sold her phone on Facebook Marketplace.
I mean, I've used it. I bought my truck off
Facebook
Marketplace because that's where the fobs list stuff.
Yeah, but no, if I had to sell something, I just use Kijiji. I don't even have Facebook.
It seems more sketch, no?
Really?
I think it's more diverse, though.
Yeah.
Right?
You could sell stuff. I've sold stuff on there. It's fine. Yeah.
I sold a couple of things on Kijiji.
Yeah.
One thing was, man, we sold a hot tub. You had a hot tub.
Yeah,
I've heard about it.
You've seen the hot
tub? I haven't seen it, but she told me.
Okay, you've been? No, if you haven't seen it, you haven't been in. Okay. We had the hot tub.
He's thinking.
Thinking out loud.
Have my eyes closed and I was fucking in the hot tub.
Yeah, we sold that.
No, we sold that, man. Yeah. So white guy comes, right? Doesn't ask no. I don't think he said a word. It might have been a racist. Not sure. Let's say a word.
He didn't ask to see it. It was like just boxed up.
Fucking nothing.
Just gave the cash, took it, and left.
Yeah.
And like, okay, sure.
$100 bills too, man. Yeah. I didn't know if he was getting scammed or we were getting scammed. Because the pictures I put on Kijiji, they weren't of the actual hot tub. They were like the online, like I searched up the hot tub meek and whatever and I posted that shit. So I don't know if he was scamming us with $100 bills or if he was being scammed. Didn't say a word. I think he might have been a racist. Don't want to spread allegations though. So.
And explain the racism aspect.
He never said a word to us.
Oh.
Yeah, like, what do you even say?
I think he thought that we were brown, and he's like...
Yeah, I think he thought I didn't speak English or something.
Like, to think, like, you guys look brown. Like.
Yeah, but, like, why would you assume we can't speak English?
Brampton.
we posted would still an ad try to talk to the person, man. You know what I mean?
We posted an ad with a description.
What kind of vehicle did he come in?
I don't remember.
I think it was like a SUV or something.
Did it have a monster truck?
No.
Sticker on.
But it was like an old dude, white guy. Like he had gray hair and shit. Like.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
Another time, my dad sold like tires on Kijiji or something, and he's like to the guys like, "Yo, do you want something to drink or something?" Right? And the guy's like, "Yeah, I drift, man," or something. I think he thought my dad said, "Do you drift?" I said, "Do you want to drink something?" So
yeah,
the white dude who drifts the car. Met him. mostly white dudes. Three things that we've stored on Kijiji. Well, one of the dudes was Chinese, but other three was white guys. Mm-hmm. So that's the demographic.
We've sold two things on Kijiji. One was to a black family, one was to a white family.
Actually, we sold a broken treadmill. Well, that was Facebook market.
We're losing our audience here.
Yeah, okay, what else? Yeah, man, stop talking about
boring fucking shit.
Hey, man, you started.
I started with human trafficking, man. That's a big thing.
That is true.
It is Human Trafficking Prevention Month. So if you see... If you see anything, I think it might be.
You're just making shit up at this point.
Google it. I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
Human Trafficking...
You know, if you go to like those on routes, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, January is and Human like, Trafficking exactly. Prevention Month.
And like in the washroom, there's always signs of like how to spot if someone's being trafficked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw a real man. If you have any sticker, if you have anything on your car, like a grocery bag or like something got caught on your like windshield or something, don't touch it. Run away. You know, incinerate your car. There might be traffickers.
Yeah, because they try to track you first.
They try to track your car, so you got to incinerate that shit.
Mm. If there's a grocery bag on it?
Grocery bag, any type of bag, like any type of flyer.
Some weird tags, like anything like that.
Why not take the tag off?
Nah, that's how they get you. They get you lurking, bro.
Well, the other thing is, if somebody throws an egg on your windshield when you're driving, mm-hmm. don't use the wipers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a tactic people use.
Yeah.
They'll throw eggs at your windshield, and if you use the wipers...
What about the water? Does it not know?
It just spreads it out, then you got to stop, and when you stop, you get out, and that's when they come fuck you up.
Oh. What did we have?
Is that a real thing, though? Human, like, not a real thing, but has anybody ever actually experienced human trafficking that you know of?
Not that I know of. Thankfully but, like, not. Yeah, but, like, the stats show that it's on the rise. Like, it's actually a huge problem.
Roger thinks that the government's stat padding.
I don't think that...
You want to hear...
They're just trying to go for triple-doubles here. That's what he thinks.
You want to hear a wild conspiracy theory, though?
What?
Based on the man. It's a coronavirus time, okay?
Yeah.
Corona, near the end of coronavirus, maybe like 2021, right? Mid to end of coronavirus. Me and my dad were at the mechanic. There's one uncle, never seen him before, never saw him after that. He was there to get his car like fixed or whatever, right? And then my dad and him were just talking about, you know, the coronavirus killed many people, right? This man had the wildest theory on why coronavirus was created. And it's always that, like, every time I feel like the wildest conversations happen between uncles as some random, like, the gas station or something. That's where the wildest conversations happen. Guess what? Why he thought coronavirus was created?
Why?
To kill people? To eliminate the population, right?
Take your guesses. That was top. Make your wildest guess.
Why this uncle thought COVID happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was created? He said created. That's a conspiracy. Make your wildest guess.
To minimize the world population.
To increase human trafficking.
No,
I don't know. What? I don't know, man.
If everybody's inside, how is that going to increase the...
Hey, man, you were talking about human trafficking.
Okay,
so.
Okay, there's nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Okay, he said, there's Sadhs in India who would beg for food.
Okay.
The Western world was scared of them being too religious and taking over the world with their religious powers. So they created coronavirus so that those Sadh people couldn't ask for food. Nobody would give them food, so they would die off. So India would fall off and America would take over.
Oh.
That's so stupid.
Oh. What? Wow.
That's really far-fetched.
Okay. Uncle's two brain cells working overtime.
What do you guys think of this theory?
I think it's so stupid.
It's not worth talking about. Your Family Guy episode?
Yeah, man. So, I can't say this guy's last name. Was it Noah? Noah was his first name? The really good basketball, you know, guy who's up and coming, right? Noah K... Racial slur.
Oh, okay.
No, okay, racial slur. Okay. We will say that for legal reasons.
Okay.
So, right? So, my episode was a Family Guy episode. Peter becomes a basketball coach, a basketball announcer, right?
Because
he's always doing stupid jobs, right?
Yeah.
He gets enticed somehow. He becomes a basketball announcer, right? And then they have a guy on that team who has a racial slur in his name, like the same racial slur that K racial slur has in his name, right?
Okay.
That one exactly.
For the K is silent.
Yeah. He goes up and specifically tells him.
Yeah.
K is a white guy. Peter's white also, right? You know that. And then, so Peter's, the entire premise of the episode is Peter has to go to like O Block or like, you know, like Compton or something and earn like the gang respect and earn a racial slur past, and then he can become the announcer. So that's the entire premise of the episode.
Just that's for actually one really
guy.
Good.
Yeah. Just for one white guy.
Yeah.
I could actually see that being a real episode. Man. Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane, sign me up, man.
You could be like a writer. I'm
the biggest free agent in the market right now.
I came up with the family idea years ago, too.
Yeah, what's yours?
So, Peter and Lois are walking down the street.
Yeah.
And they come across a mute person. Mute and deaf person who uses sign language to communicate, right? But this person has arthritis in their fingers. Right?
I think you told this.
Yeah, you told us this.
And Peter sees this person signing with their arthritic fingers. And he goes to Lois. Lois, look, he's mumbling.
That's a good one. Yeah. Seth MacFarlane made a new show now called Ted based on the movie.
Yeah.
It's cartoon? Or?
Yeah. Like, no, it's an actual show. It's just the bear is just...
Oh, animated. Yeah. Okay.
Ted now has a show.
That's actually,
funny.
I like that idea.
Yeah, man, we got a picture. I think the brain power in this room has a lot of places we can go.
You just got to be careful about what we say.
Yeah, what we put in our titles. What we
put in our titles.
Man, you think that's how white people feel with, like, all this, like, you know, like, stuff coming about, like, you know, we got to give, like, ethnic people more opportunities. Do you think white people feel how we feel right now?
What?
I think maybe they're afraid of offending anyone.
No, we're not afraid. Yeah. We're
not afraid.
I'm not afraid of... Like, I don't care about offending people. Yeah. I just don't want to miss out on potentially lucrative sponsorship.
Exactly. Am I missing out on an opportunity because like of something that you did, man? That's like similar to one of the topics you were going to share.
Which one?
The wife
beauty. Oh, one. Yeah. Should you lose your... You don't want to get into that?
I want to work with like Coca-Cola and Nike one day. Yeah. But yeah, I think they're not going to take this too kindly.
Monster. We could stay with the Monster.
Who owns Monster?
Yeah, who owns Monster?
Pepsi might own Monster.
Oh, fuck yes. Pepsi might. We might have to become a Pepsi family.
No.
Okay, so...
We'll sell our Coke fridge by then.
I don't know why I thought of this.
Yeah.
Or where this came from.
Okay.
But it was, should you lose your career because of domestic abuse allegations?
Yes, you should.
Roger, what do you think?
Wait, hold on, sorry. They're just allegations or there's proof that this is actually...
You were caught in video.
Okay, so you actually did it. Sure. Then, yeah, you should lose your job.
Roger?
Oh, they are not... Okay, Monster's not owned by Pepsi. They're their own entity.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, their activity makes sense. I think it depends.
It depends on what?
Okay, what is the person's job, right? So first...
How crucial are you to the functioning of this organization?
Why should that matter?
If you're like a serial wife beater, then no.
Then it doesn't matter. Then you gotta go.
Then you're gone, even if you're like fucking... If Michael Jordan was a wife beater, what would have happened?
I think he's still in the NBA. He will still be in the NBA. I don't think
makes too much money.
Yeah, there's no way. Maybe
too much money. If LeBron,
same thing. I don't think because like they're so big that like people would support them and like people. Some people wouldn't accept that they're.
But at the same time, though, if you think about it, Tiger Woods never beat his wife. He just had a lot of side chicks, and Nike dropped him.
But that's golf.
No,
though.
But did Nike drop? I don't know if Nike dropped him, but he lost a lot.
His reputation basically went down the drain, right?
But yeah. So if they could do that to Tiger Woods,
it is they possible. Could do it to LeBron James too.
But that's golf, though. I feel like
it doesn't matter.
Did I don't know, man. This guy seems like he'd beat his wife.
Who? Tiger Woods?
No.
Who?
He seems like he'd beat his wife, man.
Who?
Shit, I'm blanking on his name. He's really famous, though. He's like the most famous boxer ever.
Yeah.
What, Mayweather?
Tyson.
Okay, he had a lot of issues, okay?
Yeah, he seems like the type of dude.
I think he did.
Okay. And he still has sponsorships, right? I don't think.
He had to reinvent himself. He went broke.
You went broke?
Yeah, he went broke. Shit. And he had to build himself up again.
Went to prison, I know that. Yeah. He bit a dude's ear off.
Oh my
That's
God.
Not why he went to prison.
That wasn't though, yeah.
No, okay, I think if, yeah, if
you... I agree with you. If you beat your wife, you shouldn't lose your...
You should lose you your should, yeah. career. Because, like, there should be, like, consequences to but your actions.
My point was, mm-hmm. how big do you have to be for it to not affect you to that degree?
I think it depends on your job. Like, if you're somebody, if you're, like, a singer, like, a rapper or somebody, I think mm-hmm. you can get away with it. Because that's what rap music is about. You know, banging holes and, like... You know.
We're not talking about banging holes. We're talking about punching your wife in the face.
So you're saying if you're like...
a bang noise, man.
So if you're a big enough celebrity, you think you could probably like...
No.
It wouldn't have an impact. I thought
you could get away with it.
Yeah.
But then I thought about Tiger Woods. He didn't even beat his wife. He just had side chicks.
Yeah.
He cheated on his wife. And...
Kobe got away with it though. With banging side chicks. Right? He banged a side chick, right?
He was accused of sexual assault.
Okay.
He got away with it because they were able to prove somehow that she wasn't a credible victim. I agree. If you
mm-hmm.
engage in domestic abuse, you should.
That's Google famous wife beaters.
You should lose your career. My point was, how big do you have to be,
mm-hmm.
like where it doesn't affect you?
Maybe that doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter how big you are.
The whole Tiger Woods stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it matters.
I think, like, in an ideal situation...
You think Chris Brown beat it?
Huh?
You think Chris Brown, like, overcame it?
I think he overcame those.
He overcame it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Rappers can get away with it because they're rappers.
He got away with it.
Yeah.
I think in an ideal situation, like, people that beat their wife, whatever... They are like, there should be some sort of like mandatory like rehab type of situation they have to go to. Like, you know how there's anger management?
Mm-hmm.
There should be something like that for like domestic violence.
I think it is called anger management.
Okay, that's good.
Like, it is called anger management.
But it should be mandatory that you have to attend.
Floyd beat his wife, I think. Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah.
Now, what the hell is up with these boxers and beating the shit out of people?
It's pent up aggression.
He's still, I think he's, everybody likes him. Well, most people like him still.
But I mean, Ray Rice beat his wife in the elevator. And then he got fucked by the NFL, didn't he?
I think so. But I like.
Because the thing
was
is.
Was it Ray Rice?
I don't know.
The thing is, like, organizations, like, if there's, like, proof that this person is, like, you know, domestically violent. And then organizations don't want to be associated with you because then it looks bad on the part of the organization that they're supporting this person that acts out violently, right? So
are you talking about CJ Moore? I think he was.
No. Let's see. Ray Rice. Yeah, it was his boy. Ray Rice.
You guys don't have TikTok, but there's this like account on TikTok. I don't remember his name, but he basically... you know, you can easily, like, there's always so many videos online of, like, people, like, yelling at, like, customer service workers or people just being racist mm-hmm. or whatever, rude to other people. And basically videos like that, like, he's able to search the person's face, or I don't know how he does it, but he finds out who they actually are and what their identity is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so he'll post the video and stuff, and then I don't know if he's the one initiating it, but, like, people, like, lose their jobs and stuff from... like how they're behaving in the video, and then he'll post videos of like, here's the consequences of their actions. Like he has a song about it, like ready for the consequence. This kind of
person I don't like.
That's doxing though. I think that's illegal.
But then he'll post like what happened to the person, right? after the fact and stuff. But like he's not going after like people that are just doing like, you know, you're just being rude or whatever. Like these are people that are clearly being like really offensive, out of control for no reason. Very extreme case situations. And then like there's even been situations where there's like really senior level like directors, partners that have been fired from their organization. Like there's one guy that like blew up at an employee at like Booster Juice or something like that. Sense. Yeah.
Man, I don't know, it's hard to do something like that because what if it's a misunderstanding and you get caught up in that shit?
Also true.
That's hard.
But it depends, like, you'd see it in the video, right? Like, if
not necessarily.
You don't get the whole context.
You don't get the full context.
Like, I think that cyclist got run over by, like, a car or something. There's, like, a video that went viral or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was getting charged or something, and they got him off or something. Even though he had all this hate online for him.
No.
I don't know, but...
There's something that happened.
So to a certain extent, I agree with Bindi.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a like just a really vile person, okay,
yeah,
makes sense. But then, do you have a full context? Like Rajvir said,
yeah, you could what be if missing. It's a misunderstanding? Yeah.
What percentage of LGBTQ, like comparatively, of like straight couples and LGBT couples,
yeah,
which one has the higher rate of not wife beaters but like abusive relationships?
I don't know.
Oh, we don't have stats like that.
Never thought about that.
Somebody make a graph, man.
Never thought about that.
Somebody open Excel.
Hmm.
But I don't. I can't picture a gay dude beating up another gay dude. I mean, it can happen. I'm not saying it
can't.
I've seen
two gay dudes fighting. Like, not fist fighting.
Oh.
Like, just like fighting.
Like arguing. Like one was either more masculine and one was like feminine. Right?
Yeah.
They were both in their 50s. And yeah, it was. But yeah, I don't know. Like which type of relationship has the higher case of domestic abuse.
Okay. What if it's a wife beater, eh?
But I think, yeah. I think, just thinking out loud here.
Yeah.
Not basing this off of any stats or anything. I would think that straight relationships. Wait, what's that word? Heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
I think they would have the higher case of domestic abuse because if it's a gay relationship, the two men, like
they can go toe to toe.
They can go toe to toe, right? So one person would think twice about hitting the other person.
Yeah.
Unless there's a huge discrepancy in size.
Yeah, yeah.
But for the most part, men are of a similar build. So I think they would think twice about hitting one another. Men and women, women are generally smaller, so men have an easier time engaging those, initiating those physical conflicts. So I think those relationships, the heterosexual relationships, would have higher cases of domestic abuse.
Now, see, the thing about firing, like, wife beaters, right?
Mm.
Let's say you have this situation. You're running, like, a company or something. You're, like, the head dude, right?
Mm.
Somebody underneath you is still a very big position, but somebody underneath you is a wife beater, right? But they are all the minorities. They're a person of color, you know, they're indigenous person, they're aboriginal, whatever, right? They're gay, they're vegan, they don't support oil companies. They check all the boxes.
Yeah.
All the boxes.
Yeah. They were your diversity hire.
They were your diversity hire.
Yeah.
You needed them at a high position to get like a tax rebate or something, right? They're ex-convict to the reformed convict. And they're the gay wife or whatever, gay partner,
yeah,
the partner they're gay with, they beat them. Do you, can you realistically fire this person without taking public backlash?
Yeah, so what you...
Sorry, let me take this first. There are cases of employees engaging in maybe criminal or like civilly unacceptable, socially unacceptable behavior, and the employer is covering it up. So that does happen, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually it does come out.
Yeah.
So in this case, I think this employer would try to just, you know, keep it hush-hush,
yeah,
right? But then it would come out somehow.
Is...
And then they're both fucked.
But, okay, so is this, like, how is this person's, like, work performance, though?
See, this is, we're going back to that now.
Yeah.
See, no. This is like if LeBron beat his wife, like would he be okay?
Yeah.
That's what you're basically implying here.
No, but okay, see, he's public, right? Like celebrity, everyone knows about him.
Mm.
So there is like, it's different because then, like it's the NBA doesn't want to be associated with that type of person.
It's easier to hide if it's not a public person.
Yeah, exactly. So if we're just talking like regular, you know, everyday person, it's not public out there, so the organization isn't going to take a hit on their reputation by being associated with that person.
Let's say it's Apple.
Then it's different.
Let's say it's Apple. Apple, you can argue they're public.
Okay. So in that situation, what you would have to do is you hire someone else, a new diversity hire, right?
Man, and you sound like one of my theories
now. No, I'm giving like a... I'm giving you the correct HR response. So you hire a new diversity hire, right? Because that's the bucket you have to check, right? And then you have that person get trained up with the actual person who's the wife beater because that person is a good performer, right?
What,
so
teach that?
That's not gonna happen, guys.
It's like, yeah, and, Maddie, this is a tough job. I know I do it well, but it tastes but yeah, and you, you like, just fucking you, like, and then I'd say like to have a couple of drinks and then like just to like calm down, just fucking go home and just like wail my wife. Right? What if no, that's what he's
that's
teaching?
Not what's gonna teaching happen. This new
person, right? I'm a good performer, but like I gotta get my like fucking like my. I gotta get it out of my system somehow. Like, so like,
okay, whatever. You hire that person into the person's same team, but they're not reporting into that individual in particular, right? So they're just working alongside them. They get to learn like their day to day, and they get comfortable with what they're doing.
The new diversity hire know?
Yeah.
That this person is a wife beater.
I don't think you can tell them that.
No, like how would he know? Because
if it was me,
yeah,
right, and they told me this person like. We're gonna.
You can't disclose. Can't yeah.
But if you were to find out somehow, right?
Yeah. Like, somebody tells
like,
you.
Somebody, like somebody, like by the like, water cooler, like, hey, they fuck like, the gym. Yeah, like this is. Right? So like, yeah, I'd be uncomfortable working with that guy.
That's irrelevant, okay?
So gym, like fuck, like you should fuck just unleash it.
So you train up that guy, and then you fire the wife beater. Like that's how you do it.
Okay, but see, the two problems are you fire them,
yeah.
Everybody's gonna be like, oh, did you fire them because they're like black, or have they been a white dude who beat his wife? You still stay, right?
Yeah,
if you keep them on the team, it's like, why the hell are you keeping a wife beater?
Just no, but Bindi's saying you replace that person,
yeah,
and then you make a public statement, we do not align ourselves with this kind of behavior. So this person,
and then if anyone, no one's gonna go question that because now you have your new diversity hire. So how are they gonna say like, oh, you're anti-black? You have a black person on the team. Like it's just, it doesn't make sense. You covered your ass, right? Like so.
See, another thing. Can we title this episode "Please Stop Beating Your Wife"? Do you think it would get blocked by Spotify?
No, because they support not beating your wife. Please beat your wife.
That would get blocked. Yeah, yeah.
I think this is what you do. You hire the dude's wife.
How is that the solution? How is that gonna work? Now you're bringing the violence into the workplace. Like
exactly. People have to like fucking like look at it with pity, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'd make a great HR.
Poor Barbara.
Barbara.
There she goes. Remember when they first got married, Jim and Barbara? Just fucking like Barbara was like the life of the party. Now look at her. It's the shell of, it's like fucking form a shell of herself.
Oh, shell of a woman.
Shell of a woman.
All
right. Barbara can't fucking too. Like, she's not qualified, man. You can't hire Barbara.
Shit. Okay. Is Barbara a minority or not?
Just, okay, enough with this.
We're not getting into Jim and Barbara's personal life. Okay? All we know is Barbara did not have an easy life. How do we come to this topic in the first place? Stripper benefits.
Because you were at the gym looking at girls thinking they're strippers.
Oh, yeah.
Now people are going to think you're a creep now.
Yeah, Jim.
Jim is a creep. He's beating his wife. Yeah.
I'm not looking at girls. I just happen to see girls at the gym.
I never see these girls and we go to the same gym.
You're looking at the guys.
Exactly.
I'm not looking at no guys.
A predatorial couple right here.
There's a bunch of fobs at the gym. Who's there to look at?
The next Epstein and Maxwell right here.
Well, how did the benefits relate to this?
You were looking at girls at the gym thinking
I wasn't looking at girls. Okay, I noticed a couple of girls. Okay. I wasn't fucking...
I'm not saying you're a perp. Relax.
Ogling, googling at them.
You noticed girls at the gym. I noticed a couple of girls.
They went into your... They passed your eye line.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And
I work out with my eyes open.
Yeah. No.
Yes. Okay. We get it. We're off. And then you were thinking, like, based on how they look, that they might be strippers.
Yes.
Right. And then we said, like, then Roger said, like, oh, do you think strippers get like the gym benefit? You know, to keep it tight. We never said that, but I'm exaggerating. Whatever.
First time I heard that.
And then.
So then that begs the question: do strip clubs have HR departments?
That's actually a good question.
I don't think they have an HR department.
I know they don't. I'm just saying. I know they don't.
No, because
I was going to say maybe they have like a recruiter, but like how do you recruit a stripper?
Just a pimp then at that point.
It's a pimp. It's a pimp, man.
Yeah.
No, but like their HR department, man. Like, you know how like sexual misconduct. What is sexual misconduct at a strip club? Because don't you need to, like, make sexual comments about each other to hype each other up?
Huh?
Isn't that what they do?
Yeah, it'd be hard to create policy around that. Yeah. Like, how would you?
Well, we should have like a strip club owner on here.
Yeah, how does it work? What are the ins and outs
of owning a strip club?
Yeah, like how do you hire? How do you? What if a stripper leaves? Like, how do you backfill? Like, how do you work that out? What does comp look like? Is it all commission based?
I don't know how it happened back in the day.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you go to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
As your recruitment source, that could work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are like postings like that. You know what I mean?
Lead stripper position open.
City of Brown.
Or maybe you just even go on TikTok because there's so many.
You just DM them.
A lot of strippers these days, they'll be like, let's like count how much money I made on a Friday night. And there's strippers that like make videos about this. Yeah. Like, this is how much I made on Wednesday. This is how much, like,
and certain strip clubs are more popular than others. And I think girls want to perform at those because they would have a chance to make more money.
So maybe they don't even have to put ads out. Like, maybe the girls that want to strip are just going
But they got to have like one demographic though, right? Like their demographic is like...
I mean, there's levels of strip clubs.
Are there though?
Yes.
Are they, like, I don't know, man.
Listen, you don't leave your bedroom, so just leave this one to the adults.
That have been in a strip club. Sure.
I haven't been. Anyways.
Nah, man, but okay. What if you have a wife beater situation at a strip club?
What do you mean? How would that even...
The girl comes to the club with, like, bruises?
She beats her lesbian partner.
Who's a stripper? No, but like, why is this at the club? I mean, like, why is
this? She's the stripper. She's the beater, and she's the stripper, and she's hired at a strip club.
I don't think this stuff applies to strip clubs or the sex industry.
They just have their own rules.
But, coming back to it, no, I don't think strippers have benefits like that. They don't. Wouldn't make sense.
It's a stupid topic. Yeah. We know they don't. But a requirement of their employment is... I'm sure it is. You gotta stay in shape.
Yeah, but like, okay, firefighters, they get paid to go to the gym, I'm pretty sure, right? Or they have like a gym room
built. Buddy, I don't know what kind of calendars you're looking at. I have yet to see a firefighter who's a fucking deezed and jacked like those.
No, I saw calendars.
Okay, I don't think they get paid to go to the gym, but I think there is some sort of like physical test that they have to pass, right? And maybe it's done annually or something. So they do have to maintain their body in some sort of shape.
That would also apply to cops.
Because with firefighters, they do have like they have to be able to carry like a body out, like dead or alive, whatever. But they need to have that physical capability.
Beaten
so
or not beaten.
Yeah, like
I got yelled at by a firefighter once.
Oh shit!
Why?
I pulled up to the scene of a car crash.
Yeah.
I was like, 1 o'clock at night, this is years ago, and the crash had just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped and I'm checking up on people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Asking if they're okay. And then the fire trucks come, right? And I see that there's maybe three cars, and they're only focusing on like, two cars, right?
Yeah.
And I go to one of the firefighters, I'm like, hey, there's another car over there. He's like, yeah, we just fucking got here, buddy. I'm like, oh, fucking jeez, man. Sorry,
they were probably sleeping, man.
Probably,
yeah.
Oh.
All right, well.
But am I like, what's it called? Like, insensitive for noticing these girls at the gym and just thinking that they might be strippers?
Yeah.
No.
Just because someone, like, has a lower back tattoo and goes to gym doesn't make them a stripper.
She has giant knockers.
You can have giant knockers and not be a stripper.
I'm not saying she is. I'm just saying, what if she is?
Then what if she is?
I don't know. You think that she's too ugly to be a stripper. So what the fuck? Like, what's that?
Let me just say something.
What's that?
I'm just saying, if I'm picturing a stripper, like I could do better. Like, why would I want her to strip for me?
Like Roger said, different demographics. Maybe she caters to the fucking broke uncles.
But yeah, okay. Just because a girl has big boobs, I don't think that means like automatically like stripper.
Unless she's using them to get some sort of attention.
Maybe she just has big boobs. Like, what do you want big boob girls to do? Like,
no, I'm not saying they should do anything. I'm just saying.
It's not just one element, though, according to him. It's all the elements combined.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, okay, let me give you a comparison, man. You have some dude on the street. He's really skinny. He's shaking. He lives in a tent. He has a pipe on him. What do you assume?
Homeless, I guess.
He has a pipe on him.
Okay.
He's a drug addict, you assume.
Yeah, like, you get it. Yeah, he's a drug addict. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you take...
It's like Dave Chappelle said, okay? Remember, he's like... Was it Dave Chappelle? I think, yeah, maybe it was Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Something about, like, when girls say, like, oh, like, fucking, like, oh, like, just because I dress this way doesn't mean I'm a hoe, right? Right?
Yeah, but she...
Oh, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me finish. Let me finish, right?
Yes.
Right? He's like, correct. He's like, and then he's like, but if I wear the uniform of a cop, don't come running to me asking for help. He's like, you might not be a hoe, but you have a hoe's uniform on.
Yeah, but she doesn't have a hoe's uniform on. She's
this was a different. I'm just thinking, just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need, I don't know, man. We need to call a professional. We need like a.
You just want to see a stripper.
No, we won't get a stripper. We'll get a pimp. We'll be more. We're more professional here.
Maybe on that note, I think we should wrap it. Yeah.
Okay. Did I tell a joke correctly?
I think so. Like uniform, yeah.
Yeah, like, you get it, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you've also said this joke before on the pods.
They don't remember it. But you get it, right?
Yeah, I am.
Like, if you're dressed as a cop, people will assume you're a cop.
Yeah, we get it, man.
It's not my joke. It was the other Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock, so don't come at me.
Man, my thoughts are mine, man. They're what I've gained through my five senses.
I gotta cut out so much of this episode.
Okay, thanks for listening.